I have been known to infiltrate secret societies. So,
really?
Yes. So,
for example?
Well, I'll give you a recent example, if you wish, for a book that I'm working on for next year in Germany. I was researching the ancient order of the Holy Vamp.
Wait a minute, the Holy Vamp?
Vem, V-E-H-M.
V-E-H-M.
Vengeance.
Okay.
And they began in the medieval period, much like the Templars and the Knights of St. John, etc. And it was said that they erupted again during the Second World War, and that Hitler used them as henchmen to do all kinds of things. And what they did were supposedly do judgments out in the woods in the middle of the night, etc. And they had a judge who was like the Grand Master. And what I wanted to know was, did they still exist? And because if they'd existed in the Second World War, it was to say that they no longer exist now.
That's right.
So I contacted a few people that I knew. One of them was in the Golden Dawn in Surrey in England. And he put some feelers out. And within 2 days, I was in Berlin, stood outside the Berlin Dome Museum. And the two old gentlemen that I was supposed to meet turned up dressed in nice black suits. I mean, this is all sounding very X-Files, but it actually happened. It was incredible.
No, I'm listening. I believe you.
I got a tap on the shoulder. Mr. Gardner, yeah, well, come with us. And they led me to this, get this, this is not, no bullshit, but lead me to this black Mercedes car and drive me out of Berlin to discuss this Holy Vem, which these two were claiming to be quite high up in. And we ended up in this cafe, which looked perfectly ordinary on the outside, but when you got inside, I couldn't believe what I was seeing. There was pictures of Hitler and Himmler and Hess and everybody all over the wall, and a bar at the end with these like blonde-haired, blue-eyed guys. And they did everything according to the research that I'd done on the Vem. They turned their forks inwards on the table, which was a sign of Holy Vem. They did everything.
What actually, can you describe to me what the Holy Vem, what are they all about?
Well, today, they're really kind of a neo-Nazi organization, really, who just think that Germany should be great again and that it's pathetic that they've joined Europe in the way that they have, etc., etc. But in the past, the whole idea was that Westphalia in Germany was particularly in trouble from roving marauders and people coming back from crusades who were just robbing people left, right and centre. So these supposedly good people got together and created the Holy Vem to do judgments, to take people out into the woods and who they discovered doing bad things, and nobody really ever was found innocent. And the judgment was normally very swift and meant death.
My God, Philip, isn't infiltrating a group of the kind you just described that, as you point out, doesn't do a lot of court appeal work and that sort of thing, isn't that awfully dangerous? In other words, they find you out and you're in the woods and dead.
Yeah, well, but the thing with this particular one is they knew exactly what I was after and who I was. So I was really upfront with this one.
Well, then how in heaven's name did you get as far as the upside-down forks?
I actually asked the same question. I said, you know, if this is all so secret, why are you actually sitting here telling me these things now full well who I am?
Yes.
And they were basically saying, well, you know, this is a bit of a propaganda for us, really. We're just saying we are here, and it's about time people knew that we were back. And you know, if anybody's going to tell them, it's you. So, fair enough.
Well, I would consider that just a lucky stroke, actually. a very lucky stroke for you. Or you wouldn't be here doing the interview right now.
No,
so,
absolutely.
The Holy Vem and others apparently still exist. Can you kind of go through a list of those secret societies, know that you are sure one way or the other still exist?
Well, they're... Obviously, the Freemasons that everybody knows full well exist, but do they know that there are other groups within the Freemasons that nobody ever writes about? Which, you know, these people actually sit there and do talk about there are various products and commercial things that they've got going on, and how to manipulate markets and all those kind of things. That actually is going on, and I've been in those meetings and I've seen them. So there's that kind of thing, and then there's the Knights Templar. Most people know that there are modern versions of the Templars, especially like the one that Aleister Crowley was one of the founders of, the OTO and those kind of things.